Anything new in terms of using JAK inhibitors for other diseases, other cancers? I know at one point there was trials looking at pancreatic cancer. I think that fizzled out. Any other uses of these agents?
Well, there is a JAK inhibitor approved for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. And so, again, kind of getting back to the whole anti-inflammatory thing or immunosuppressive thing.
Wow, what is it?
It's primarily a JAK3 inhibitor, but it also has effect on wild-type JAK1 and JAK2.
Huh.
Not to the same degree as ruxolitinib, but still has effect on those. So I've had a patient with myelofibrosis and some symptoms and some spleen, but also had kind of rip-roaring rheumatoid arthritis. And so I worked with a rheumatologist to put them on this JAK3 inhibitor for the rheumatoid arthritis. And they've had some improvement in their spleen size and a little bit in their symptoms and a significant improvement in the rheumatoid arthritis. So whether they're feeling better because their RA is better or is it really the myelofibrosis is getting better, it's a little hard to say, but they are feeling better nonetheless.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. The other area of development, of course, is chronic graft-versus-host disease.
Right, but no other cancers. That sort of fizzled out.
Yeah, that did kind of fizzle out.